This is the Phil Henry Show. And now, coast to coast, AM, the Darnell. If you're calling from east of the Rockies, call 1-800-DENTIST. West of the Rockies, 1-800-FLOWERS. Wildcard line, 1-800-1040-IRS. And first-time callers, 1-800-LAWYERS. And now, from the Kingdom of Nye, here is Ardell.
And a very good morning to all of you. And we are going to, as you know, yes, that's right, you predicted it, you got it, back by popular demand, probably one of our most popular interviews, and a man who has a great deal to share with us this morning, General Johnson Jameson. But first, this from Piedmont Enterprises, and this is what we'd like to tell you. Piedmont Enterprises, friends, should the Earth lose its gravity, are you prepared? In the unlikely but possible event that the Earth stops spinning, we could all be flung into space and disintegrated within moments. But the new Piedmont Enterprises Earth Handle makes that threat a thing of the past. Simply jam the Earth Handle spike into the ground and hold on to the leather-covered, finger-molded grip. What would you pay for the security of knowing that you won't be spun off into space? Get a grip on the new Earth Handle, new from Piedmont Enterprises. Yes, that new Earth Handle is fantastic. And General Jameson, you were saying you needed it the other day, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Thank sweet Christ that you mentioned that, because the Earth did stop spinning momentarily yesterday afternoon at 2:30.
All right. Now, we want to collate that with our website. At 2:30 yesterday afternoon, the Earth stopped spinning.
Yes, it did. And what happened was, I will tell you this right now, I own two Earth Handles. That's how heavy it is for me, man. One for both. I have one for each hand, you know.
And with the two Earth Handles, of course, then you won't be spun off into space.
No, I will not. And so I saw the whole thing happening, and thank God again that you advertised Beamman Enterprises Earth Handle, because what would happen to me? What would happen to all of us?
Indeed. General Jameson, we do want to mention the Mir spacecraft, which is burning up in space.
Yes, it's very important. And, of course, the debris will be raining down on Earth shortly. I don't know what to tell you other than we believe that the Russians have been growing some sort of space-resistant fungus in there, and then when it hits Earth and explodes, there's going to be a serious space rot or juggle. I'm not sure what you want to call it, but it will...
Well, what will it approximate? You believe the Russians have been growing some kind of a space fungus?
Absolutely. And it will make its impact. The Mir spacecraft will make impact on Wednesday. We only have two more days to protect our crotches and assorted genitalia, because this is going to be rough.
All right. Now, you say it's jungle rot.
I want to call it jungle rot. Many of us are calling it space rot. But basically, it gets right down in there, man, and it's rough. What we are experimenting with now, of course, are hot liquids. If we can somehow kill the space fungus with a hot liquid, why, then we'll be real cool, you know. It reminds me of my days in the military, though.
All right. General Johnson Jameson is with us, and he's talking about a space fungus being grown on the Mir spacecraft, and...
Hold on, I think the Earth stopped spinning. I'm going to grab my Earth handle. No, we're okay.
All right, now, General Jameson, if the Earth stops spinning and you're holding onto your Earth handle so you don't get thrown off into space, where will the Mir space debris fall? You see what I'm saying?
Yes, that's a good question. Well, if the Earth stops spinning, then the debris will fall someplace other than where it's going to fall.
Ah, I see.
There you go.
Well, this is fascinating, General Johnson Jameson. And General Jameson, I know that you are going to conduct an on-air experiment with us to see what you can do to cure the space rot that might result from the Mir space station crashing.
Desinex, by the way, has no effect on space crotch rot. No effect on the space jungle rot.
And that's what you're calling it, space jungle rot?
Yes, that's what it is. I took the name from a film I saw with John Agar and June Lockhart, Space Jungle Rot, 1958, American International.
I saw that movie. It was great.
No doubt about it. The only thing that we can hope is when the Earth stops spinning, if the Earth stops spinning, the Mir spacecraft falls on Cameron Mannheim. I believe that that's a...
Well, that's a possible, possible result.
Yes. In fact, we're not sure what's going to fall first. Cameron Mannheim's ass or the Mir spacecraft, but we'll have to find out.
All right, General Jameson, I know that you have right now the hot liquid that you're going to pour. Have you been infected with this space general rot?
Yes, unfortunately I have.
How did that happen?
I was online to the National Aeronautics and Space Administration website, and I knew that they knew that I was online, and they sent the jungle rot down into my crotch via the internet.
So for a few moments, somehow, your genitals were hooked up to the internet.
Yes, that's what the government can do. I've been experimenting with the hot liquid remedy for days, and I hope that today is the day that it works. And so, that's what I'm going to try.
All right, General Johnson Jameson, who's been infected with the space jungle rot because he got online on NASA and they knew that it was him online, and so they gave it to him. He is going to see if the hot liquid remedy, just pouring a scalding hot liquid on there.
Just a scalding hot liquid right down into my underwear. Now, the liquid that I've chosen is sort of a light beef broth soup that I've had on the stove all afternoon. I've been simmering, and I used, of course, some...
Throw in a ham bun?
Yes, I did. It's very nice that way. Well, here goes nothing. And by the way, it's going to sound like I'm wearing metal underwear. I am.
All right, here's General Jameson now. He'll be pouring that liquid into his metal underwear.
Yeah, that did it.
General Jameson?
Yeah, there's nothing left. Nothing. And the crotch rot, nothing. I'm cured. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
And there you have it. General Jameson has cured himself of the jungle fungus crotch.
It's called space jungle rot. All right, get it right, will you, Chief?
All right, I'm sorry. The space jungle rot that infected him because he got online on...
I might have either been online on NASA or maybe on a craft or myth website. I forget. There was something there. The world will be saved if only they follow my instructions. Pour beef broth into your underwear.
Thank God.
All I see are blisters, so I know that that's got cured.
So just pour hot soup down into your pants and you're fine.
The whole world will be saved. Little did we know. That's a beautiful thing about life, isn't it? You know, here I thought we'd have to go through all kinds of Y2K crap, and all we had to really do is sit down and pour hot soup into our pants.
It's a great thing.
God, am I a genius.
And that's General Johnson Jameson. This is Coast to Coast.
Art Bell is full of crap. To call Phil Hendry, you want it? This is the Phil Hendry Show. And now, Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. If you're calling from east of the Rockies, call 1-800-DENTIST.